Hey, we're back. Alan Ellis here, Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and our phone number is 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. 1-800-922-6680. We've got a caller on the line. His name is Tom. Let's talk to Tom in Pasadena. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing? I guess I think I got a question concerning Diamond Jim.
Yes.
Where's the reward funded from?
That comes from license money.
License money.
Mm-hmm.
Does it also come from Virginia license money?
Nope.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, sure I do. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, do the numbers. 50 couple fish at $500 a piece, $25,000. Diamond Jim, $25,000. That's $50,000 right there. Don't forget, we got to pay the charter boat captains for the charters to take the fishing people out. We got to pay the natural resources police to administer the lie detector test to verify the catches for.
I think you're missing my
50
point.
Some point. Okay, what point am I missing?
Should it be restricted to Maryland taxpayer money or?
What do you mean?
The fishermen of Maryland pay it.
Not the people of Maryland. The fishermen pay it.
Now I'm clear. I appreciate that.
Okay. I said license money. Where does that come from?
Gotcha. Anybody who fishes in the bay.
And, yeah, exactly right. And if a charter boat takes a charter group out, you know, he's paid to play. He's paid his license.
Hey, Alan, thanks for clarity. One more thing on the way to work this morning. I saw a 10-pointer down there off of Mountain Road.
Oh, man.
No felt.
Velvet.
No velvet, yeah.
Yeah, that's areas, you know, there's a lot more woods down there than people know. There's coyotes down there. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those.
Yes, there is, and I can tell you this. It was the biggest deer I've seen down there in my time being in Pasadena.
Which is that one, the one you just saw this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's big. Look.
Pretty spread.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, these deer, if given a chance in Maryland, we have some of the finest deer population in the country. If given a chance, they can attain good size. There's deer on the Upper Eastern Shore. You know, I saw one. Well, we had a guy on the air here that killed one that was field dressed at 268 pounds. That's not the biggest one. That's not the biggest one. We had one over 300 pounds killed up in northeast Maryland. That's the record. Many years ago, 60s, I believe. But
that one that was hit by a car down there off of Marley Neck.
Yeah.
That was a huge deer. That was like 15 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know the answer to that. But, I don't know about particular road kills.
So. Well, if you answer my question, I appreciate that, and you guys have a good day.
All right. I got to find out if Bud's back in the shop yet after his surgery. Probably not. But
he's been open, but I see the boys still working the shop.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. There he goes, Tom in Pasadena. Anyway, we were talking about Maryland's day to serve. Yeah, you know. And I don't intentionally poke fun at these things. They're just, well, yeah, I do. Because they're so open and transparent. But when you go behind this, you know, as far as what they're trying to do, they're, you know, and it comes from our Department of Natural Resources, which, but now they want you to volunteer to help clean up the parks. Okay, clearing trails, planting trees, removing trash and invasive plants, and cleaning up waterways. How are you, a citizen, going to clean up the waterways? Well, you're going to go out there, and you're going to pick up a couple of water bottles and some styrofoam cups, and you're going to feel good about yourself that you helped clean up Assateague Seashore. You're going to pick up, you know, a Subway wrapper, not picking on Subway, and you're going to go and put it all in a trash can and say, there, we did it. We helped clean the environment. Aren't we great? Let's pat ourselves on the back and involve the kids in a great opportunity on the environment. Assateague, Dan's Mountain, Elk Neck, Gunpowder Falls, Patapsco Valley, Smallwood, Tuckahoe, and Washington Monument State Parks. Sunday, September 29th. Cunningham, that's Saturday, September 28th. Sunday, September 29th. Cunningham Falls, Fort Frederick, Harrington Manor, Swallow Falls, Rocky Gap and Susquehanna State Parks, and the Youghiogheny River. Any other day of the year, I don't know. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. Yes, sir. What? How can I help you?
I've been hearing about this deer donation program, and you consistently say does only. Is there a reason for does only?
The Farmers and Hunters program will accept any deer. The FHFH program will accept bucks, does, button bucks, whatever you happen to kill. The Doe Harvest Challenge is financed by those organizations that I mentioned, which happen to be the Maryland Grain Producers Board, the Maryland Farm Bureau, and the Maryland Soybean Board. Okay? These are farming organizations that are interested in reducing crop damage through management of the deer herds. So the does, being the breeders, are the ones that are targeted.
I see.
How's that sound?
I don't know why both wouldn't take both, does and bucks. But
well,
I guess that's what they want to do.
Bill, listen to me. The Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry program accepts any and all deer, bucks, button bucks, does. But to bring the herd into balance, you need to take out the breeding does, and that's why the focus is on the breeding does for the rewards program. If you kill a 19.300-pound buck and you want to donate it, feel free. Any of the participating butchers will do this. This is an added layer that is funded by those farming groups, the Grain Producers Board, the Soybean Board, Farm Bureau, to reduce crop damage on Maryland's farms.
I was just wondering, because I thought maybe the bucks, being there, were in rut and all, had a little different flavor or whatever, and they didn't want to combine the two, but you explained it.
Okay. Just,
and thank you very much.
Just one more time. If you kill a button buck, if you kill a spike, first of all, why? But if you want to donate that deer, you are more than welcome to. That deer, however, does not qualify for the Doe Harvest Challenge. But it will go. But it will go to feed the hungry.
As long as it goes to good, that's all.
That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about.
Thank you for your show, too. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Speaking of that, the numbers came out for the 2012-2013 season as far as number of deer by sex. And we're going to talk about Region B. Region A is the Western Maryland, and, the numbers are the numbers are there. But we killed 8,568 antlered deer in archery season. We killed 2,139 button bucks in archery season. And we killed 14,304 female deer or antlerless bucks during the archery season. During the firearm season, we killed, in Region B, we killed 12,579 antlered bucks. We killed 5,219 button bucks. And we killed 22,112 antlerless bucks, or female deer, primarily female deer. In muzzleloader season, in Region B, we killed 4,303 antlered bucks. We killed 1,754 button bucks. And we killed 7,888 female or antlerless bucks. Why do I bring that up? Well, the folks at QDMA ask a question. How many button bucks did we kill in 2012-2013? And these are the numbers. So, if you want to focus primarily on button bucks, which are bucks that will never, that are dead now, that will never achieve maturity, it seems to be an archery season in Region B, 8,000 568 antlered bucks, 2,139 button bucks. About a quarter, about 25%. 20% of the total male deer harvest in the archery season, which we're now, 20%, one out of five of the male deer that are killed are button bucks. I think that's an amazingly high number myself personally. We killed 14,304 does, 2,139 button bucks. Or is it because we know what we're shooting and shoot anyway, or we don't know what we're shooting and we think we're killing a fawn deer of the year and we wind up killing a button buck? Or we're so anxious to take those two does so we can get our bonus buck that we're just indiscriminately whacking those little button bucks. Don't get me wrong. In certain situations, I find no harm in taking a button buck, especially in a management situation. When we're talking about these managed hunts in Howard County, Montgomery County, WSSC, you know, some of those areas. And in the managed hunts, managed hunts that they have on the state parks and things like that, no problem. When you're trying to reduce deer numbers in general, no problem. But if you are hunting a farm, hunting a property that you're trying to manage, you don't want to be killing those button bucks because that is the future. Just throwing that out there for your comment at 410-922-6680. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your headquarters for Browning Firearms here in Maryland. I will tell you, they've got them. Did you know the A5 has come back? That's right. Browning has come back out with a new and improved A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. It's got a kinematic drive system, ergo balance. What that means is it doesn't use gas. Doesn't use the gas from the recoil or from the expended shell to eject and load the next one. It uses the recoil to put a new shell in the chamber. It's an inertia-driven system, so to speak, and it is available at Clyde Sports Shop. The BPS pump. Now, there's a gun. If you like a pump shotgun, BPS has a bottom eject. That's right. So if you're shooting in the waterfowl blind, you're not spraying the brass at your buddy in the blind. It's a bottom eject system. It comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, and a 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel for deer as well. It's got a DuraTouch armor coating and Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo or any other finish that you like. And then there's the Maxxis, the autoloader Maxxis shotgun. 3 and 3.5 inch, a power drive gas system reduces recoil. Don't forget, if you're a rifle hunter, they've got the X-Bolt. If you like the shotgun sports, they've got the 725 Satori. Or the BT-99, which is a trap shooting gun. And then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. Gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, comes in Mossy Oak camo, and the Invector tubes come with it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. 242-6108 is their phone number. That's 410-242-6108. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
For breaking news and local coverage, turn to Fox News and the WCBM Maryland News Center. And stay tuned for stimulating talk throughout the day. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
All right, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is your phone number. Behind the scenes, and we welcome your calls, please. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800 WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. Any subject you'd like to talk about, fishing, hunting, wildlife, trapping, you name it, we can handle it. Can't we? Can't we, Nick? Nick's in there with his camo hat on, man. He is jacked up. He's ready to go. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about crossbows? We can talk about crossbows. Nick likes that subject. We can talk about we can talk about guns. We do know that the law that's coming into effect on October 1st, behind the scenes, a lot of things going on. There's a rally planned for Annapolis. I'll bring you the details on that next week. That's being put together. There will be a public comment period. Legal briefs and lawsuits are being prepared now. They're looking for plaintiffs, and they will find many. Anybody who's affected on October 1st by the new restrictive gun law in Maryland can be a plaintiff. What will happen? We don't know when the lawsuit is brought to bear in the courts. Nobody seems to know. Major gun groups are trying to work in concert with one another. The state police are in, I don't know, CYA mode at this point. They're overwhelmed. The people that work with the firearms folks in the state police are overwhelmed. There's a lot of controversy around how the background checks are being conducted, who's conducting them, are they sworn officers of the law or not? And the answer is no, they're not, for the most part. And the people that are looking into your background and mine, are they qualified to do so? And are they, you know, sworn? And the answer is they're not sworn. They're authorized. So there are a number of there's no licensing procedure. You'll have to have a license to buy a handgun or a regulated firearm after October 1st. There's no process in place to issue you a license. There's not really a standard course being offered. There are regulations that are being written that are restrictive. For example, one of the regulations says that you've got to pay for your handgun course, your licensing, and your fingerprinting with a credit card. What if you don't have a credit card? What if you decide you want to buy a firearm with cash and you want to pay for your course in cash or with a check and you don't have a credit card? Doesn't that restrict your rights, your Second Amendment rights to own a firearm, to be regulated like that? Of course it does. Of course it does. So that's what's going on. A lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of stuff being talked about among the gun groups, and, you know, it will all come together. It's this big surge coming until, you know, till the October 1st law goes into effect. And it's right now a lot of things up in the air. Websites are trying to be populated, and, you know, we're just trying to get everything together and get it all done, and we've still got a couple weeks, and it's going to be typical Maryland, run right up to the last second to get the information into the hands of the people that it matters to the most, which is you and I, the ultimate owners of handguns and regulated firearms. You know, law-abiding citizens. Because this law is not going to do one damn thing to stop crime. I will guarantee you on October 1st, there will be murders in Baltimore City. There will be murders in Prince George's County. There will be armed robberies in the state of Maryland. There will be violent crime taking place. And the restrictive firearms law will only affect one group of people, the law-abiding. The criminals who have criminal intent in their hearts aren't going to be stopped by a law or by the, you know, the fact that the calendar says the law goes into effect on a particular day. It's going to be you and I and the rest of us poor hoi polloi that just have to deal with this stuff. Which brings me to Governor Rick Perry of Texas. If you've been listening to Maryland's talk station, WCBM, you've heard Governor Rick Perry. Do we have that commercial anywhere? Can we find it? We can't put it up. All right. Rick Perry has gone on the major radio stations in Maryland and invited Maryland businesses to to come to Texas. Come to Texas. Exactly. Isn't that something? And He has basically said you're being taxed to death and that won't happen in Texas, so bring your business to Texas. And we've had some interesting comments from our politicians, including our president of the Senate, Mike Miller, who basically said, hey, if a few gun manufacturers want to move to Texas, let them go, you know? Amazing. Yikes. So he's making some news and he's coming right at Maryland because I believe he thinks that Governor O'Malley is going to be on the ticket, at least in the primary for the presidential run up here in 2016. So, you know, why Maryland? Very interesting stuff. And he's coming to Maryland too. He's coming here to talk about. He's coming here to talk about his jobs program and his business program in Texas. So we'll be very interested to see what what that's all about. 410 WCBM 680. I'm floundering. Come on, somebody give me a call here at WCBM 680, 922-6680, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're right in the beginning stages of hunting season. We've got a big issue here with not only deer but waterfowl in the early season, and that's the fact that there's so much corn, and it hasn't been cut yet on many of the farms. So, you know, the geese aren't coming in. The deer aren't coming in. The deer are staying in the corn, living in the corn. They're not forced into the woods, you know, where the hunters are. And, you know, there is a technique for actually hunting in standing corn. And it used to be a lot easier, but right now the corn is so tight, the rows are so tight, it's pretty hard to get work your way through the corn and shoot a deer in the cornfield. Back when I was a kid, you could see through the rows of corn. We used to hunt pheasants in the corn. You know, and you'd walk through the cornfields and jump the pheasants. You could see them running from row to row. You'd bump deer out of there, and you could see them, you know, 10 rows down. But you've been in a cornfield lately, you can't see anywhere. So, all right, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872, for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just up Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. This fall, thousands of American workers will start getting their health insurance coverage in a new way through employer-sponsored health exchanges. Under this plan, your company will give you a fixed amount of money and let you choose from a range of coverage plans in an online marketplace. These private exchanges from employers are separate from the government-operated marketplaces being created in each state under the federal health care law. Employers are hoping the exchanges will help trim costs and make their health spending more predictable. Companies already using the health exchanges include Sears and Darden Restaurants. At companies already using the plans, bosses have found many workers choose coverage that's less expensive than their current plan, and they accept bigger deductibles and even smaller choices of health care providers in order to get value for their money. Those who want more coverage can opt to spend some of their own money for a pricier plan. Critics say workers could get squeezed if the dollars companies offer each year don't keep up with the rising cost of coverage. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I played this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in...
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John.
All right, let's talk to Roy in White Marsh. Good morning, Roy. And then we've got Chuck in Hempstead. How you doing, Chuck? Good morning, Roy. What's up?
Okay. I know this is off subject, but I'm looking for a house gun. I got a double barrel I use have now.
Yeah.
And it's getting too much for me.
Uh-huh.
I remember my cousin about 70 years ago had a what they called a Sweet 16. That's what I was thinking about.
Sweet 16, yeah, that's right. Well, you can get a 16 gauge, but you can also get a 20 gauge, which is even a little less.
Okay.
If you like. Now, the 12 gauge that you have is a double barrel. Is that what you said?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, the double barrels, believe it or not, have become extremely expensive. The only double barrel I have was an old Savage that my dad bought. Savage Stevens that my dad bought to hunt small game with, and it works well. We, you know, I took a dove hunt the other day, and I yank that thing out every now and then and take it along. But are you looking for a double barrel?
No.
A pump, a single shot,
pump probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you can check out Clyde's Sports Shop. I know you live in White Marsh,
yeah,
and there's a couple of places, but I would check Clyde's. Yeah, you heard about it here on the...
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne.
Mm-hmm.
They carry a number of different pump shotguns. The Browning is one. They carry Remington. They carry a couple other brands. And every now and then they'll get a used one in.
Yeah, that's what I probably really only need.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the good thing is that's not a regulated firearm, so you're not going to have to be fingerprinted
right.
and go to a course and everything else. And it's a great gun for your house. And you
right.
can get, you know, you can get a, if you get one, a modern gun that has what they call a choke tube in the end, you can get one in a wide open pattern, which is called a cylinder bore. It'll probably come with a modified or improved cylinder, and that'll spread the pattern out a little bit
mm-hmm.
more. That'll clear your hallway out pretty quick,
right.
you know, that type of thing, if that's
hope
what you're looking for.
Oh,
I hope you never have to use it. No, I hope you never have to use
this double barrel I got now is a collector's item. It's never been... Never been fired.
Really? Never? What brand is it?
Oh, you know, I can't remember anymore. It's been so long.
Yeah, yeah.
My neighbor had, he was a collector.
Yeah.
And anyway, we were talking about guns one day. He said, you know, I said, I really need something for that. He said, here, I got one, I'll sell you really cheap. He said, it's a collector's item. I said, I've never fired it. I've owned it since new. I never fired it.
Really?
So he said.
Yeah.
So he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but anyway.
Well, did you want to sell that and use the money to buy a new one, or did you want to trade it in, or what did you want to do with it?
I'm definitely going to get rid of it. I haven't thought that far down the road about it, but, you know, definitely it's just too much gun for an old man.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. All right. Well, do you want me to keep my eye out for you, Roy?
Yeah, if you would, I'd appreciate it.
I'd be more than glad to do that. I get into a number of shops all the time, and if I find something that looks like it would be good for you, I mean, how tall are you?
I think I've shrunk down to about 5'7".
Well, I'm thinking maybe like a youth model, something real easy to maneuver, like a Remington 870 and a youth model would be great for you as far as a pump shotgun or a youth Mossberg or something like that.
Something, you know.
It's fairly compact. It's not a big deal. It's not a heavy gun, and it's certainly wieldy, you know. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And for the ladies out there, too, consider those, you know, a pump shotgun, consider a youth model, you know, because it is a little easier to hold. It's not it doesn't have a big long stock on it, and there's no reason why you couldn't use that.
That sounds like right up my alley.
Yeah, but if you care to leave your number, you're welcome to, and I'll keep my eye out for you. I'll look around a little bit and see if anybody has a used 20 gauge pump that they'd like to turn loose of. Maybe one of our listeners will call in and want to share.
Okay, well, I thank you very much.
But we're going to put you on hold, and Nick will get your number, and we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Hey, I appreciate that, and you have a great day.
You do the same, Roy. Thanks.
I don't hunt anymore, but I sure listen to you all.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There goes Roy. You got him. Chuck, good morning, Chuck. How are things in Hampstead this morning? Chilly?
Chilly.
Yeah.
Chilly.
Yeah, plan a goose hunting trip up there pretty soon.
It's quite a change in the weather from Gillette, Wyoming.
Yes, I'm sure it does. I saw that picture of you and your pronghorn. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
You called us...
Good luck that I called you last Saturday.
You wound up taking one a couple hours later, huh?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning, yep.
Tell our listeners a little bit about that setup. Now, this was from the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, hunt sponsored by them in Wyoming. There were a dozen hunters or so, something like that?
13 hunters. There's supposed to have been 17, but they had four people that couldn't come for various reasons.
Sure.
There was only 13.
Right. And this is the Physically Challenged. You personally had a stroke.
Yes.
And others are, you know, amputees in wheelchairs, disabled for one reason or another.
Of the hunt, I think there was probably... Five of the hunters were in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But and some all of them have some physically challenged disability, and the organization Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America PCBA welcomes people with any kind of physical disability to become a member and get the newsletter and everything else, right?
Yeah, and we also welcome able-bodied members too.
Well, sure, absolutely. So. You were on an antelope hunt. I'm guessing you were sitting in a ground blind on a water hole.
Yep. I was actually went back to the one that I missed on Thursday, where I missed the 2 bucks.
Right.
We're sitting there, 8 o'clock, the pump went off. You hear it start
pumping
water into the upper tank and all that. Well, it was like a mad dash
of antelope.
Water. There's four antelope come over the hill. Came running down and didn't go to both tanks, but went down in the mushy overflow area.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all does. There's two does and two fawns. Two does and one fawn stayed on one side of the marshy area. The single one went around to the other side, presented me with a quartering away shot.
Perfect.
At 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it, put it in her belly. It came out her right shoulder.
That's what you aim for, the opposite shoulder.
And she ran about 70 yards, and we found her just as soon as we crested the small hill in the gully.
Yep. That broadhead will do a nice job on them. The antelope's not a really tough animal to kill.
They're just fast.
They're very fast. They're very fast. I spoke to my buddy Blake out at 88 Ranch the other day. We were talking about something else, and I don't know if it was brought up to you while you were out there, but the antelope herd in Wyoming has taken a huge hit on blue tongue. I don't know if they talked about that or not.
They said the herd is down. They didn't say why.
Well, that's why. Blue tongue, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, a disease that's spread by a little no-see-em, a little mite or midge. A midge, is prevalent. when I was in Wyoming in 2010, the whitetails would come out on the driveway of the ranch. You know, in the cool of the evening, you'd start seeing them filtering out of the woods, and they'd come out there, and you know, you could walk 20 yards from them before they even got a little bit alarmed. But 88 Ranch lost 14 whitetail bucks that they know of, and about a third of their antelope population over the last 2 years on 90,000 acres.
Right.
That's devastating.
Yeah. You know, they did say something about the midge. It was they were saying that it grows in the water, that when it gets real stagnant and
yeah,
goes up their nose and lays its eggs.
Well, that actually, there's more to it than that, but it does bite them. It does provide the infection that leads to massive infection, and you know, the animals try to go to water to stave off the heat and that type of thing.
Right.
But yeah, thank you for letting me bring that up. The antelope situation in Wyoming and throughout the West, including the whitetails.
So, right.
But
right.
Congratulations, and we appreciate your call today. Anything else today, Chuck?
Well, like I told you in the email, hold on a second. Di, get my phone. My cell phone's ringing.
I got you.
Hold on. All right, I'm
back. All right, thank you.
Like I said in the email, I was lucky enough to be drawn for our whitetail hunt up in Whittemore, Michigan.
Good. That's a great place.
So I'll be going up there the middle of next month for the PCBA hunt up there, the first annual. This is the first year we had one up at that location.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, buddy.
I'll be calling you from there, giving you the update.
Okay. Look forward to hearing from you on that.
Yep, and I hopefully will... We'll have good news on Saturday when I call you and not have to call the next week.
You'll be fine. All right, Chuck, thanks. We got to take a break, and we appreciate you calling in. Stay in touch with me. You got the email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, for those of you that like to email.
That's right.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
See ya. There he goes, Chuck from Hempstead. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Fall fishing is great. The 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge has already started, so why not check out all the fish and tackle, the archery supplies, and the firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop and the Fishing Hotline, don't forget that, 247-3474-247-FISH. Oh, by the way, NBS Seafood, Labor Day. Stop down, got half a dozen soft crabs. Oh, good gravy, were they good. Oh, man. You know, he does his own filtered water. He does his own shedding and his own tanks and all that. Boy, were they were good. Best soft crabs I ever had.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more buck bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except for your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb.
Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
He showed me how to cast a line. We're going to cut that real quick because we just got this update on rabies from Animal Damage Control. Acquaintance of mine, hot rabies outbreak in Worcester County, Pocomoke area, Ocean City, Snow Hill area, etc. Also in Central Maryland, this acquaintance said he removed a bat from the living quarters of a house in that area, later tested positive for rabies. The homeowner had to undergo the series of post-exposure shots. In Worcester County, it's mostly raccoons. There is an article attached, which I don't have time to get into right now. They got a positive hit on raccoon number 32 last week. The thing is that only animals that come in direct contact with people will be tested. So there, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But, yeah, rabies is hot this year, and we just want you to be careful out there. Any animal you come in contact with is suspect, especially if it's a raccoon, a fox, an opossum, a bat, skunk, anything that's acting outside the what we would call normal, anything that has seems to have no fear of people, may be aggressive or may be stupid. There's two ways that rabies affect folks. So just be careful out there if coming in contact with any of those vector species for rabies. Be careful anyway when you're around wild animals, no matter what. So thank you for that warning, Trapper buddy there. So, all right. I think we're pretty much out of time for any more phone calls, but we would remind you that we're here every Saturday from 5 to 7. We are on Facebook. Laura Rigsby is my social media director, and we encourage you to like the Outdoors and Radio Show on Facebook, Maryland Hunting Quarterly on Facebook. Maryland Loves Crabs on Facebook, and we've always got some new adventures planned and some new endeavors planned, so we'll keep you posted on that. Remember, the podcasts are out there 24/7, 365. If you miss a show, you can catch it online at ellisoutdoors.com or wcbm.com. They keep about a month's worth of shows. We keep about a couple of years' worth of shows on the Ellis Outdoor website, so... we're working on that website, trying to improve it, trying to make it better, and we're just having fun doing the Outdoors and Radio Show. We'll be talking more about guns. We have an interview coming up this week, if it happens, with Emily Miller. We're going to talk a little bit with her. She is the writer for the Washington Times, who is focused on guns, and we want you to look for her book, Emily Gets Her Gun, and Obama wants you to take yours. And so just make sure that you you check her out as well. Emily Miller is her name, and great gal from Baltimore, works for the Washington Times. So, all right. Anybody wants to email me during the week or during the weekend or after the show, I'd be more than glad to hear from you, interact with you online. The email address is ellisoutdoors.com, E-L-L-I-S. Email address is Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com, E-L-L-I-S, at E-L-L-I-S-outdoors.com. So that's the one way to get in touch with us there. And... we like to hear your comments and share with you. So, a lot going on in the outdoors. There's more behind the scenes going on than you can imagine. We talk to those folks in fisheries and in wildlife all the time. We talk to people who are associated and around the periphery, and we'll try to keep you as updated as we can in 2 hours. But, you know, I have hours of conversation during the week with folks, and, you know, our advertisers, I go to see them all the time and talk to them and find out what's going on in their shops. For example, just one thing that popped into my head. If you go to Bay Line X or Catonsville Line X and you're interested in a floor or a deck or coating for your garage floor or something like that, when you walk into the showroom, that's the Aspartex floor, you know, that they've done their offices in to demonstrate what their floor product looks like, not just truck beds. And so, you know, that's kind of cool. Things that happen like that, things that happen in the shops, we'll keep you informed as we can as things come to my mind during the course of the show. Right? Thanks, Nick. All right. Folks, we appreciate all the emails, all the calls, all the well wishes, and who used to say, keep those cards and letters coming in? Was that Art Linkletter? Arthur Godfrey? Red Skelton? One of those from my youth. All right, get out, stay out, stay safe. See ya.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting.